Hello, hello, hello. It's Miss D, Delana Dixon here, and I'm doing a very special edition of Naughty But Nice with Rob Shooter. Today, I'm speaking with the outspoken and hilarious Jeremy Murphy. Now, Jeremy is a veteran of print journalism, network television, and public relations. And now, he's a first-time author with his outrageous new book, which is going to reveal everything about this industry we both jumped headfirst into, known as the entertainment business. Welcome, Jeremy. How are you doing today?
I am fine. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so let's jump right in. You've written a book called F Off Chloe. I mean, I love the title.
Thank you.
Can you give us a brief overview of what the book is about?
So the book is about modern media, and it's a humor book, and it's about dealing with millennials as they've infiltrated media and the Excel, Google, Dropbox, Share Doc, InstaFace of the industry, which I can't stand, and just the absurdity of media and PR and what it's become. So it's a humor book.
Oh my goodness, but there are pictures. Just in case we can't actually read words, you've given us drawings so we can follow along.
Absolutely. I have the illustrator. His name is Darren Greenblatt, and he is a fashion designer, artist, and I knew he could capture that millennial perfectly. So he has drawn Chloe and all the different incarnations of Chloe as we know her to go along with the text, and it's perfect. I'm so happy with it.
I have to say, I'm a little jealous of some of her outfits. They look so cute. Can I get the name of all the designers?
Yeah. I mean, Darren's gift is he looks at the runway and he draws what he sees. So Chloe is wealthy because, you know, she's a superstar and her parents told her so.
Of course.
And she's very fashionable because that's the only thing she cares about. And so Chloe dresses better than any of us. She has a black card. She never has to pay the bill. And, you know, she's fabulous and we're not.
Yeah. So she thinks like maybe an apple costs like maybe $10. She has no clue.
She's never looked at a receipt.
So, okay. I have to know, why did you pick the name Chloe? Does the letter stand for something? What exactly is it about that name?
The name is because every millennial seems to be named Chloe. And if I looked at my mailbox, that's all I saw. And one day I had done a whole strategy for a client and I sent it to them. And Chloe, who I think is all of like 10 years old or whatever, replied back, TLDR, LOL. And I didn't know what that meant.
Oh my goodness.
So I had to go on Google. TLDR means too long, didn't read. And I was like so offended because I put all this time into the strategy. And she's like, haha, too long, didn't read. And then I thought, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And her name was Chloe.
Wait a second. Are you serious? Was this, this was for a client. And they actually wrote back.
Client.
You did the work that they asked you to do that they were paying you for.
Yep.
And then they said, too long, didn't read. Oh my goodness.
Well, Chloe did. I'm sure, you know, she was one of many people on the email, but Chloe did not think it rose to her level to read.
Oh my goodness.
That always stuck with me. And her name was Chloe. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to use this.
Well, great. I wonder if it's one of the Chloes I know. Anyway.
There's too many of them.
There's so many of them. It's so interesting because in the book, you do have this entire section about using these acronyms that these Chloes use, because I would have had to look it up too. And I'm a journalist. I write for a living. So what are some of your favorite acronyms from the book other than that one, which is pretty hilarious?
Oh, there's FML for F My Life. There's SUS for suspect. Oh, God. There is, we all know what LOL is. You know, and it's funny, LOL for a while, I thought was lots of love.
Oh.
And once I had somebody who was going through a bad time, I replied LOL, thinking it was lots of love.
I think your LOL is better than the one we use it for. So maybe we need to make a switch of some sort, I'm thinking.
Yeah, but I do have a whole list of what they mean because I'm constantly... Oh, ROFL, rolling on floor laughing. IDK, I don't know.
Yeah, I have no problem with these. What I'm having a hard time grasping is that these are used when you're working professionally. Personally, They're fabulous. They're so much fun. But you saw these in professional work emails.
Oh, in emails. I'm seeing it in client presentations now.
No.
And, you know, people are actually talking. They're like, HRU. I'm like, what? You're saying it now?
Oh, Lord. These young people, it's so challenging with their phones. They haven't quite figured out how to talk not through the phone. It's kind of become their language.
Exactly.
I love that you've given us some of the ways to identify Chloe. I've already told you I want her wardrobe. Right. We know she has a black card. Are there some other ways that we can figure out exactly who she is in the crowd?
Oh, yeah. You know, she's put more time on her Tinder profile than her success plan. She does not answer her voicemail. She doesn't even have voicemail. Well, she does. She just doesn't know it. You know, everything is very exaggerated. Everything's the best ever. She can't deal. She can't deal. Many things have changed her life. She's over everything. You know, everything is exaggerated by 1,000%. Yeah. And, you know, everybody knows a Chloe. There's a Chloe in every office.
Oh, my goodness. There's a Chloe in every office, every restaurant, every shopping experience you've ever gone on.
Abbreviates words now. Like, baby is be. We can't say baby now.
Like, if she has the word cat, does she go, it's ka?
Yeah, well, that's next.
So, Jeremy, you've been in this business for quite some time. You've been in PR. So I have to ask, what has been one of the worst Chloe's you've ever encountered? Now, the girl who wrote those acronyms in an email back to a presentation, that's pretty bad, but I'm sure you've had worse.
Oh my God. Yeah. I had somebody who worked with me who wanted, we had sent an email congratulating people on a project, and she was very offended that she wasn't listed in this email. And I said, but you weren't part of the project. She didn't have email, or no, she didn't have voicemail. She timed her crying to when my boss passed by. You know, schedules were completely random. You know, start time was negotiable. But I've seen these, you know, like, and the other thing is they love their admin. They love their Insta trackers and their Excel, and they love all these, you know, Slack and Zoom and Pow and Bang and this and that.
Wait, what's
they don't
Bang?
Do their job.
That sounds naughty.
They're all over. Every time I talk, someone has a new platform that I have to sign into. I can't.
I know. We spent so much time mastering Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's now things are like two words. It's like TikTok. I don't have time. Like,
I don't have time for TikTok.
I don't have time for two words.
Yeah. And I, you know, I have people like calling me on WhatsApp and they're like, I can't hear you because you're calling from a toy. Okay. What, Buzz Lightyear didn't work?
Oh, isn't it so weird when, okay, I have to tell a story. Yesterday, I'm doing my work. I'm preparing to talk to Jeremy. And I get a message on WhatsApp like, hey, all spelled incorrectly. Are you a journalist? Like, I saw your picture and I'm interested. Come on. How are these people getting my number? Where is it located?
Exactly.
You know what? Chloe put it on somewhere. She put up
I'm
my
sure
number.
She did. You know what? She's very vindictive.
She can be. You've broken up this book, F Off Chloe, I Want to Get the Name Right, into helpful sections. So if anybody wants to go into PR, just like you have, they know how to handle the entertainment world. So we're going to talk about some things. You talk about basic truths that are going to happen when you're in the entertainment industry. What are like the three top you always have to remember?
Celebrities are horrible people. Publicists will always lie to you. No one in Los Angeles eats.
Yes, that is true.
In LA, it takes 4 hours to get anywhere.
That, oh my goodness. LA is the worst, trying to get around.
Yeah. The makeup and hair, people talk to each other. And a makeup artist will ruin any shoot because they talk smack into the talent's ear. So literally when you're doing a photo shoot, the most important casting is the makeup artist.
Really?
Yeah, because they're in the talent's ear the whole day. Who you're shooting is the most important person because, you know, you need them to deliver. Well, they're in that chair for hours at a time. And the makeup artist is always like, I wouldn't wear that, you know, or I don't like that hair. And they can ruin a shoot. So that is the most important cast.
You have to have a good makeup artist. She has to like you. No, Rob and I have heard stories behind the scenes with certain celebrities and how much they were detested by the makeup artist. And this is the person in charge of how you're going to look on camera.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is the person I want to be the nicest to. I always
want to be nice.
Yeah, when I was on a TV show, I was basically always bringing gifts to the makeup artist. Because I was like, please make me look pretty. I don't want to get notes from my mama later.
Well, you know, I was once, when I was in my PR career at CBS, I took two actresses from a show to Milan for a photo shoot. And one of the things that publicists and managers do is they lie to the celebrities of what size they are.
Okay.
And so we got sizes that were much smaller than a certain person and nothing fit because, and I had to take them shopping.
Oh my goodness.
Because we had no clothes, nothing fit. So celebrities, their team will always lie to them because, you know, they don't buy anything themselves. They'll always lie to them on their size.
Yeah, but isn't it the case where so you get the clothes and you cut out the size tag so they don't know what size they really are?
Oh, yeah, that happens. And, you know, a lot of like designer samples, they don't have the size. But, you know, if you're pulling from a showroom, you only have sample sizes, which is like for a woman, it's 0 to like a 4, maybe a 6. And a lot of celebrities think they're in that range, which they're not. And you know, the poor stylist has to tell them.
Well, baby, it's fun to eat. It is fun to eat. So I don't fault my female celebrities who want to have a sandwich now and then. It's hard to say a size 4. Trust me.
Oh,
I try.
Absolutely.
So I say, you know what? We need a revolution where it is okay to be a size 6 in Hollywood. This is what I want to start today. Well, it sounds like you do a lot of other things than just kind of publicizing your clients if you have to buy them clothes. What are some of the other jobs you have to do when you're a PR person? It's not just about signing those press releases.
Oh, no. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, protecting them, damage control. If someone does something that maybe they shouldn't, you have to clean that up. Getting them affiliated with brands, sponsorships. You know, I've booked cars. In my previous life, I actually traveled the world with celebrities and, you know, making sure their hotel room is nice. I had one celebrity that I had arrived early in Paris and I had to go to every room and I was literally on video with him inspecting rooms until he would agree to get on the plane.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't really do celebrities now because that kind of jaded me. But yeah, PR is everything. You know, people think it's so glamorous. It's not. Run. Don't go into this field.
It sounds like there's a little bit of babysitting involved. But since you do know the PR world, what do you think is the worst mistake a celebrity has made recently in terms of their PR? Who do you think has just really mucked it up out there?
I mean, Matt Damon did, you know, he did that interview where he made a very insensitive joke. And his publicist, I don't know if his publicist was on the line or not. He didn't mean it. It was very innocuous, but it kind of took over the story.
Yes.
And he's one of the good guys. And that was kind of sad. You know what? The thing is, Hollywood publicists get a bad rap. But, you know, if the plane is going down, that's who you want on the plane. Because they get stuff done and, and the plane won't go down. Like, I have a lot of admiration for them, even though they're horrible people. They get stuff done. So you don't see as many slip ups as you used to.
Well, that's good. Well, here at Naughty But Nice, we love celebrities. So what has been one of your favorite celebrities to work with in the past?
You know, I was so spoiled. You know, Allison Janney is a sweetheart. Anna Faris was amazing. Michael Weatherly from NCIS. Cody DiPablo. Oh, good Lord. The cast of Big Bang Theory. Just fantastic. And what was funny is, before that show was a hit, I flew them from L.A. to New York to do a big photo shoot. And I forgot the air in the spare rule. And someone raced to my office and said, "You put them all in the same plane?" I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "What if that plane goes down? You killed a $1 billion franchise."
This is something you have to think about. And important for us to point out, the reason why you were with the Big Bang Theory cast is because you were the publicist at CBS. Tell me everything.
I was in corporate and entertainment, and yeah, I was in corporate. And then we published a glossy magazine that I used to oversee. So we would do photo shoots with all the actors, and I traveled with them, and I set it up, and I hired the photographer. So I really got to see them up close, you know, in the morning before makeup and hair. So I really got to see who they really are. Most of them were pretty cool. I had a few nightmares, but most of the people I saw, but you know, the advantage was we got to choose who we wanted to photograph and travel with. And so we knew not to bring certain people.
Ooh.
Charlie Sheen was never in a photo shoot.
Rightfully so. I'm sure Charlie is a lovely man when he's not in front of the camera. So you have an interesting, you talk a little bit about working with journalists, which of course, Rob and I both are working gossip journalists. So just tell me, what are we really like?
Well, journalists are a special breed. I start as a journalist. My first job was as a newspaper reporter. So I understand journalists more than most PR people because I was one. You know, the thing with journalists now is, especially like the mainstream newspapers, is they're all being asked to do so much more for so much less. So it's not just writing your story now. You have to be your own publicist. You have to tweet it. You have to promote. You have to go on radio. You have to go on TV. All the while, people are cutting costs and journalists are losing their jobs. And so it's a very challenging climate. You know, magazines are closing and being sold. So I always tell clients, journalists are not your friends, but they're not the enemy. They don't work for you. They work for their readers. And they want a good story. They're not rewriting your press release. So if you don't have a good story, don't come to them.
I like that. That makes so much sense. I'm gonna say, when people send me a story that's not a story, I'm going to say, well, Jeremy says. All right. So we all need to know this because I'm certain it's going to happen to all our naughties out there at least once in their life, that they'll be sitting in front of Anna Wintour, who is the editor-in-chief of Vogue. What's one thing we should or should not do if we meet her?
Well, the thing with Anna is she is incredibly efficient. Her office works like a Swiss watch. You show up early or on time. You're not going to have more than 15 minutes with her, if that. She can read you like a hawk. She is incredibly perceptive. And so, you know, you go in there prepared to answer questions. Don't babble. Don't lie. You know, she asks you, oh, what do you like to do? And you say tennis. Well, make sure you play tennis. Because she will read it. So, you know, there's this whole notion of her as this glamazon and Miranda Priestly, but you know, she's a businesswoman, and that magazine works like a Swiss watch.
All right.
And so I think that's a lot of people don't know that about her, but it really is remarkably efficient.
There's a lot going on behind those sunglasses.
Oh yes, 100%.
Okay, well, maybe the most important question that I have today is, when and where can we get your book?
So it comes out March 1st. It's on Amazon now. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's Simon & Schuster and Skyhorse Publishing. So it's plenty of places. I actually saw it on a site in Germany. So I've gone global. I'm international, baby.
Very good PR there.
Very good. Harry, Meghan, and me, we're running up the charts.
Love it. Well, Naughties, of course, you heard it here. You can get F Off Chloe by Jeremy Murphy pretty much anywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. So, of course, go and get your pre-order. Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thank
you. We can't wait to hear what's coming when you put out part two.
Thank you. This has been great.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. It's naughty but nice with Rob.